Weapons inspectors in Iraq Thursday concentrated their efforts on an Iraqi missile system that may be in violation of UN restrictions. As the inspectors were carrying out their work, the Arab League announced it will meet March 1st to discuss the Iraqi crisis. Weapons inspectors Thursday stepped up their efforts to examine Iraq's Al-Samud II missiles. After the inspectors complete their inventory of the missile system's launchers, components, and assembly sites, the UN's chief weapons inspector, Hans Blix, is expected to request the missiles be destroyed. Mr. Blix reported to the Security Council at the end of January that the missiles could fly 33 kilometers beyond the 150-kilometer limit imposed by the United Nations. However, Iraq denies the Al-Samud II exceeds the limits. It says once the missiles are equipped with guidance and control systems and other devices, they no longer exceed the range limit because of the extra weight they are carrying. The United States is likely to view Iraq's willingness to destroy the missiles as a test of its intention to disarm weapons that have been banned by the Security Council. In the meantime, the Arab League released a statement saying the 22-member organization will hold a summit March 1st here in Cairo. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has been pressing for an emergency summit to discuss the Iraqi crisis. However, several Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, had resisted holding a meeting, saying it was not necessary because the Arab League's foreign ministers met in emergency session in Cairo last week. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa says the focus of the March 1st meeting will be Iraq. Political analysts in the region say the Arab League has become an impotent organization over the years with little ability to affect international policies. It is expected the March 1st summit will produce a statement opposing the use of military force against Iraq and urging a continuation of inspections. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.